be with you. Well, welcome everyone to the season finale of season 2 of Writing with Horrific Network. It is Halloween Horror Nights 5 from the Halloween Horror Nights Vault. This is going to be action-packed. This is going to be fun times, man. A lot on the line here. Let's take a look at the standings of where we are right now. Fright Sanity leads the way with a score of 65. Hour of Terror at a 56. Hell's Domain a 53. They are all in. Monster Park is really that magic number of 51. HHN 2020 was eliminated with a 50. Arcs a 38. Blox World's Stranger Thing Maze of 26. We are graded in 5 areas. Rides, House, Scare Zone, Set Design, Scare Factor. Obviously, HHN, they don't have any rides as part of their event, so already they're kind of behind. They have to deliver here. Remember, 51 is the score to beat. If they can beat 51, we have an HHN in the Tournament of Champions guaranteed. Here we go. We are in the park. Let's go into the Township of Cary Scare Zone here. Check this out. This is kind of wild. We've never really been to HHN 5. Came on to... And this is kind of like a hodgepodge. There's the usher. How cool is that? And this looks like almost like a best of. There's a Purge character. A Saw character. Looks like a dude in a biohazard suit. Just this, like, yeah, we're calling it Cary, but it almost looks like there's a Ghost Town guy. Like, this is like a best of HHN. And look at that. It all culminates with Jack. That was cool. Jack was out on that stage. So this is like a best of... You know, we're calling it Cary, but this is like a best of HHN. And, yeah, there's Jack Torrance. He's going to make an appearance later on. So this is the, like a best of 5 years. Set design, I'm going to say it's like a 5. Scare factor, they were up in our face. I'm going to give them a 7. And a scare zone overall, a best of HHN scare zone, we'll give it an 8, actually. With that Jack stage, that was cool. And now we are in the Walking Dead house that, you know, we are familiar with. As we have done time and time again, and there's the dead inside. Go. I like how it makes you slow down, the zombie. Bicycle girl. Good timing on the scare, the burn zombie. Like that. coming up on the prison now. The prison zombie again, like this. It's hitting on every spot with the scare. Now we've done it so many times just because we love Universal and it's always available. It seems like it's just hitting different right now. Another zombie. I kind of missed him, but I think that was more operational error than anything. Yeah, this seems better, this version of the maze, as we're coming to the truck loading dock right now, this seems better to me. And I feel like we turned, like they changed this. Oh shit. Yeah, I don't remember that at all. Damn. Again, another zombie. Through this chain link fence. And another one, jeez. Look at Jack Torrance there. Scare Factor, the timing was great. I'm gonna give an 8. Because it couldn't have been any better. As a house, as a run, I'm going to give that an 8, man. I don't think it could have been better, honestly. I think it reached its maximum potential. As we come out, Jack's not on the stage right now. Hopefully we'll catch him again later. Let's make our way this way. Actually, let's go this way. Look at the Star Court Mall. Stranger Things. But right now we're going through Chance's Scare Zone. And that. Look at this.
My turn to play.
Chance's Scare Zone, man. This is gnarly too. Okay, so that clown scared when I got to him. So we gotta go here. We gotta go through. Look at the sign. That's pretty dope, too. Midway of the bazaar. The full entrance. Scare wise.
My turn to play.
You know, they got me there. So that Chance Scare Zone Scare Factor, we'll give it a 5. Set, though, I really enjoyed. I'll give it an 8 again. Scare Zone overall, we'll say a 6. Five Years of Mayhem, I feel like we missed. Checking the map here. Okay, Stranger Things is on the other side of the Killer Clowns. So we are going the right way. killer clowns, man. Look at this scare zone. Look at this. The ice cream truck. The cotton candy. Look at this. All the clowns from the house from 2020 are out here in the scare zone. The set design. There's Shorty with his gloves. Yeah, the set design is a 10 of that one. Yeah, set design is definitely a 10. Scare, I'll give him a little bit better. I'll say a 6. And overall scare zone, you know I'm a sucker for Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm going to say a 9. That was great. And now we come to the Stranger Things house. I'm excited for this. I'm curious how different, or if it will be different, than the one that they did in 2020. If they'll change it at all. And we're outside the buyer's house. The angle in which we are approaching seems a little bit different. White walls going crazy. The alphabet from season 1. Holy smokes, Demogorgon in the hallway. Out of Will's house. Lights in the shed are still going crazy. Another Demogorgon. Castle Byers.
God, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Dustin. Into Hawkins Laboratory. And the set design, like the wood paneling. So we're now like in a containment breach. Move, dude. Demogorgon, this other dude, like, scare, got the scare. There's Hopper. Oh, shit. I have a feeling we're, and we are, headed into the upside down. Another Demogorgon. Castle Byers has been destroyed. Now we're in the high school.
Don't be afraid. reaching out to you. So don't turn away from it this time.
Shit. Look at 11. Like, this is dope. The thing is actually moving. Holy shit. That's fucking amazing. Like this, look at this. And I know the 2020 maze did something similar.
All that pain. All of it. For you.
Like this looks
awesome. You're going to end everyone.
Into the Scoops Ahoy. Is that Robin and Steve? Yes, it is. Right on. I'm not sure what this room is. Demogorgon. Another Demogorgon. And we're out. Strong. Set design, I'm gonna say a 9. Scare factor, those Demogorgons were everywhere. I'll give it an 8. Now, yeah. A house, I'm gonna actually give that one a 9. I thought it was great. I think facade-wise, that Star Court Mall scene was amazing. So let's continue through here on our loop. Scary Tales, Scare Zone. Holy smokes. This ought to be interesting. So we had Stranger Things, and then immediately, Scary Tales. Dang, the set design is a castle. Much like we have seen HHN do with their Scary Tales property. Look at that, though. I mean, that's pretty impressive. We're going through the kingdom here.
Where's your wizard now?
Oh, the Queen of Hearts, I guess. Or something. Just got in our face. Where's our wizard now? I'm not sure. Is that the Tin Man? That is a Tin Man. Is that supposed to be the lion? I'm not sure who he is supposed to be. But we get Tin Man here. That's crazy. So, I mean, set design, it was pretty cool. A solid 8. Maybe actually even a 9, because look at that castle, man. Scare factor, probably like a 6. Scare zone overall, concept, set design, everything, I could give it a 7. Be nice. Meet in the middle as we move through here. I mean, HHN5, I don't know. I think I like it more than HHN 2020 just because it's a lot more of the original Halloween Horror Nights. 2020 was a lot more IP heavy. This is a lot more original HHN heavy, which I like. As you can tell by the scores, a plant guy just got us. That was awesome. And now we've come to Blumhouse. Never been through this house. Let's check it out. The facade is a movie theater. The Purge. Happy Death Day. And what's the other one? Insidious. Okay. So the Insidious franchise has always been so good at HHN. I'm curious how this one will do. Happy Death Day. Here we go. And there's the baby, right off the get. Bayfield University entrance. The Bayfield baby mask guy was right there. Oh, shit. He came out of the dark hallway and now we're in the hospital. Door is open, no one came out. That's terrifying. He's just waiting to come out. He didn't pop out though, but we saw him. Larry got us. Back outside in the parking lot. Dang. Now we're back in the dorm room. It always repeats itself. Now we're in Insidious. Into the Insidious house. It's This looks more like the Blumhouse hallway. There's a red-faced nun. And we're walking towards the red door, the red-faced... little don't you dare soundbite. I don't know, this is weird. I'm not getting a very... oh shit. Am I getting a very Insidious vibe? And now here we are, the Purge. This house has a lot of black hallways. Call them transition, whatever, call them whatever, but... and now here we are with the Purge. Going into some kind of a facility. Oh shit, that guy looks scary. I mean, there's no one in here. There's one, okay, so there's one guy. There's some cages with body parts kind of strewn about.
That's right, ladies, scream away! Scream with them, ladies and gentlemen, scream! How are we on purge night, ladies and gentlemen?
So that guy...
come on, you fine folk know better. I said, how are we on purge night?
There's like a sound bite from the scare zone in the actual HHN, maybe. And we're outside the sound stage. Oh, one more Purge character. I believe this was one of the scariest houses of the year last year. In 2020. Shit. Yep, that guy's still here. He's still scary. This guy's still terrifying. I hate that face of that clown. This clown is also scary. Listen to this music, too. Again. This clown looks like he's ripping out the guts of that guy. Free cotton candy. Like, I hate, like, look at that. That's scary. This guy, his side-eyed ass, is scary too. Like a playhouse from hell. Jeez. Not the glass house. Jesus. As we are out of the glass house now, another drop down fucker. Now we're like into a dark ride. It's like dark ride at Knott's. It is like dark ride at Knott's Berry. That's crazy. Shit. Alright, so now we're out of the dark ride. And into the circus scene from Dark Ride. Holy smokes, man. Damn, and the guy like pivots with you? That's cool. The clown came out. Scare though, I'm gonna give a 9-2. I still think that's the scariest thing. And house, I'm gonna give an 8-2. So again, they're not, HHN5 is not doing bad. If you remember, it's gotta beat 51. Club Dead. Is another scare zone. They're like ravey, almost like they're supposed to be plague doctors or something. Interesting. And there's that guy. Like most of them here are messing with us as we pass them. And that's kind of how I grade the scare factor of a scare zone to give them a good score. Set design was a little weird. I'm gonna give it like a 5 actually. It was pretty kind of stupid looking. Scare factor though, they did a pretty good job. I'm gonna give them a 6. Literally, like, all of them that I passed tried to scare me, figuratively, so I'm gonna give them a 7. And for a scare zone, I'll give it a 7. Down this way, so that's back towards the front of the park. Oh, another tree guy. Now we're into Vamp 85. And the ball is dropping right as we come here. The ball is dropping right now. And I'm trying to give the scare actors a chance to scare us. It's kind of hit and miss. Dead exposure. The next house, Vamp 85. You know, set design is, I would say, good enough for a 7 with the ball drop. Scare factor, also a 7. And overall scare zone, though, with the fact that they do the ball drop, I'll give them an 8. Just because it is, again, an homage to I was going to say an homage to original HHN, as is this house, Dead Exposure. And it looks like... it's the most recent version of Dead Exposure with a quarantine hospital type situation. The red flashing light. Shit, what the fuck was that? That one of the monkeys? It's hard to tell where the hell we're supposed to go. Being so dimly lit, and that is another zombie. It was like a tubby zombie. What's going on with that guy? Another zombie with a camera. He's gnarly looking. Damn. What does that say? Infected. Zombies are like monsters. It's almost like something out of The Thing. Like torsos. And now we're into the streets. Subway station. As one of them just came up from behind that barrier. Oh shit. Fireman with like an axe in his head? Dude. I can't see. Anything, and now we're in the subway car? Holy smokes. Shit. Whoa. What the hell? They're all just lined up there. Now we're going into like a movie theater. Yeah, one of the ones that you think is fake in the movie theater jumped out. That's a classic HHN trope. Now we got Chef. I mean, the character design of these ones is pretty dope. Maybe my favorite, like, scare actors out of all the mazes. Damn, and now into another building. It's pretty impressive, dude. Like, now into a hotel. Holy shit. Trust no one. Damn, another dope-ass zombie. As we're moving through this hotel. Oh wait, I got turned around, I think. Yeah. I keep getting turned around. What the fuck? Now another building? Like, this maze just doesn't end. Damn. A bungee jumping zombie from the top. Now we're in like some back alley. Into another building. Holy smokes. The axe fireman zombie again. And that looks like it. Set design, I'm giving a 10. The amount of facades in that thing is insane. Scare factor, just because I liked the character design so much, I'm giving an 8 to. Overall house, though, I'm giving a 10. I love that house. That is my favorite house of the event so far. That was great. So we make our way through Vamp 85 again. We're looking for that 5 years of mayhem maze. Going back through the best of 5 year. Everything that's cool is the merch is all specific to the years each year too. And I wish Jack would come out some more. That's all right though. I believe the... Yes, it was. Here it is. 5 year anniversary house. It's open haunted house story just for this one. Halloween Horror Nights. In 2015, Andrew of the Peace started the first HHN. The event had three houses: Halloween, Toxic City 3D, and Interstellar Terror. Five scare zones: Purge, Asylum in Wonderland, Gothic Moon, Undead War Zone, and Carnival of Carnage. The event was successful. For an event requiring actual Roblox players to act as scare actors. 16. Jack sidekick year Chance. She descended upon Universal and brought four houses. Possession, Monsters Remix, Saw, and Dollhouse of the Damned. Unfortunately, these two houses are 2 years not going to be available. Five Scare Zones, Insanity, Asylum, Purge, Election Year, Twisted Toyland, and Nuked Vegas. And All Night Drive-In. The event also featured the Chance Returns, a gore-filled spectacular. 2017 was presented by The Usher. That we will see. Four houses, Saw, Halloween 2, American Horror Story, and The Exorcist, with five scare zones, Silver Screams, Trick or Treat, Survive or Die, Ghost Town, and Invasion. 2018, which we will see next, had Stranger Things, La Llorona, Ghost Town, It, and The Shining, and five scare zones, Monsters of the Past, The First Purge, Chucky's Terror Town, Field of Screams, and Toxic City. So those are all stuff that they have done in the past. But for now, the best of 5 years, The Carnage Returns.
Face horror beyond your wildest screams. You won't stand a chance. Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, man. Jack. House. And there's Michael. Sam Hain on the staircase. We're outside. And Michael again. Now we're going into Dollhouse of the Damned. Holy smokes. Creepy ass doll. Giant baby. Bunny doll doing something not so funny like to him. The fun has just begun. Shady Brook Asylum, don't trust anyone. We're in Shady Brook, holy smokes. The gate just opened on its own. Shit, Chance. Wonder if that was like from Chance's Maze. It must have been. Oh man, Saw. Holy smokes, we're in Saw now. We're in the meat factory. Having seen the how Fright Sanity does Saw, though, this is kind of nothing. Body dropping there. Another body being hung by their head, seemingly. Oh shit. That was scary. And now The Shining. I like how there's no real black holes. Oh shit, Jack Torrance. As a transition, there's the bloody elevators. Check that out. That was short. Damn. That's pretty cool. Now into the house. Spider walking Reagan down the stairs. Shit. Missed it. I imagine that was Pazuzu. There's Reagan. And she's throwing up. Is this the ghost town maze? Is what this was supposed to be? That's so small. Now we're into the Purge. And Pennywise just made an appearance. Invasion, Bates Motel. There's like throwing all the... It's like the hodgepodge once again. And Jack just popped out one last time. As we exit. So, set design, I thought was pretty cool. I'm going to give it an 8. Scare factor, wasn't that scary. I'm going to give it a 7. And overall house, though, I'm going to say it was a 9. Just because it had so much packed in. So, we'll be right back as we calculate to see how HHN did. Alright, well... Jack's not on the stage right now, but this is how it turns out. House, 8 out of 10. Set design, 7.5. Scare zone, 7.5. Scare factor, 7. Remember, they don't have any rides. Not even a shitty one open. So that is a 0 out of 10 to be divided by 50. How does it stack up? Will there be an HHN guaranteed represented in the Tournament of Champions? The final score is a 60. Therefore, HHN 5 comes in second place.
Hello there. It's me, Jack. You think you know me? You don't know Jack!
HHN 5 comes in second place and will be represented. Fright Sanity is the winner as Jack joins us out on stage here. Fright Sanity with a 65 wins season 2 of Riding with Horrific Network. But HHN 2019 HHN 5 does come in second, does make it to the dance later this year. And like shows, all kinds of other factors will come into play when it comes to that Tournament of Champions. It'll be going up against number 3, from this year's Haunt season, Will HHN5. So, everyone, thank you for watching HHN, our final season finale of Haunt season. Thank you for watching all of season 2 featuring year-round haunted houses. We will be back shortly with season 3, which will feature some more theme parks. So long, everybody.